gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can just go to your pet store. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS to save 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can hit pound 250 on your smartphone and listen to us there. Alexa, CRN4, tune in. Or you can go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live. But right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
She didn't have one of her own. She said I called and seemed totally dumb. I should have food to order to would light me up. On a trip with her mom to the animal shelter, she met the perfect pup. She started singing like, Mom, please, I want this one. Look at the way his tail is wagging at me. Come on, boy, follow my lead. See, Mom, this one was meant for me. Oh, please, please, I promise much. I will take care of every one of his needs. Come on, boy. Yes, you're coming with me, huh? I'm in love with my doggy too. We play around every day, we do. Although I love my family too, I'm in love with my doggy. At night he sleeps in my room, keeps me safe till the morning dew. Every day he licks my face, he loves me too. I'm in love with my doggy.
I heard this for the first time, and I thought this was, like, the cutest song.
It was a good one.
I mean, it's a takeoff of another song, obviously, but I thought it was really cute. Did you like that one, Jilly?
It's all right.
Oh, really?
You know I don't like that kind of music, so
You're a country girl.
Hey, country is good.
Yeah, no, I like country, too. No matter, I do like country, no doubt about it. 818-818-6401, that is the number to call, 818-818-6401. And apparently, Facebook decided that it was too close to the other song.
Already?
I just got my warning.
Imagine that.
I think that's a new record, 4 minutes.
Yeah, really. Jeez. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets, open to your training questions and your behavior questions. And we're also open to your stories and your comments and whatever you may have. The doctor's not in today, so we're not into the medical questions, but we are into the behavior questions. And we will have a Name That Animal sound, so you can win something as
Yay.
Well, which we like to do. But Miss Jilly... I had a conversation with one of my nieces, Dana, and she has a little dog. I think it's a Pomeranian.
Okay.
I could be wrong. She's probably going to yell at me because I probably am. But it's a small dog, and it's been a long time since I've been there. But she wants to get another one. But the husband doesn't want another one. They have three kids, two boys, one girl. And I said to her today, I said, I recommend getting another dog because it's a good companion for the existing dog. What do you think?
I concur completely. Dogs do get lonely. Do the kids play with this dog? That's another thing. If the kids play with the dog, but if it's a really little dog, it would be better for it to have a friend and a playmate to play with that's not as rough as the children. It just depends on how well they all play together. But I think it's a wonderful idea. And because of the way things are nowadays, too, that things have come so far that if they vacation and they can't take them together, they can be boarded together. Or, you know, maybe a specific in-house sitter like I used to do down in Tampa could take them, you know, as a set of family dogs. I used to do that all the time. And I would suggest that they get another small dog. Do not get something big that's going to take over the position of, you know, being alpha.
Do you find that dogs in general, I mean, I don't think they're as territorial as cats. So dogs might be a little bit more open to accepting another dog in the house, but how would you recommend introducing them?
I would recommend, where did they get their first dog? That's a good place to start. If they got
a breeder.
First dog from a breeder, they should go back and talk to that breeder and see if there is a cousin or a sibling or something available. That would be the win-win situation. Other than that, they could go to local rescues, or they could go on to, as I've preached about this for so long, rescueme.org. It's a free organization in every single state in the U.S., and you can put in where you live, what breed you're looking for, and you will get emails. However, you can get them once a month. You can get them three times a week. You can choose what you want, and they will send you that particular breed that you want or a mix of that breed comes in and for you to check it out. And I would suggest that first you go and meet the dog, and then if you really like the dog, then you make a meet and greet there with your dog and the other dog before you ever bring it home.
What do you think about the factor? Yeah. What do you think about the factor? A lot of people say that when you go to pick out a dog at a shelter or a rescue or wherever, a lot of times it's purposeful because that dog or cat, whatever you're adopting, will pick you. Now, I've had that happen.
Me too.
And it was honestly the best relationship I've ever had with an animal once I ended up adopting the one that picked me.
Right. Yeah, I've had that in all my rescue situations as well, and it's made for a beautiful relationship. And they will, and there are a lot of the rescues now will do meet and greets there on property. Because they're anxious to get these dogs placed in wonderful homes. And some of the rescues are also allowing you a time period where you can, you know, the dogs can meet, you can take them home, and you have, like, you know, 2 or 3 days with your dogs together. I would suggest doing it on a weekend. Don't, you know, bring them home and everybody goes to school and work and leave them. That's
right.
Not appropriate. But yeah, you can, a lot of places can, some do not, some don't even let you do meet and greets, but if somebody wasn't going to let me do a meet and greet, I don't think I would adopt from them.
Yeah, I agree on that as well. You know, the other thing that I was watching in my local area where they'll have that a shelter because maybe they have an overabundance of dogs or cats or whatever. And they were I saw it on a news channel and they were like, hey, come in tomorrow and adopt a dog and there's no fees involved and dot, dot, dot. I question that because if there's no fees involved, you don't know what that person that's adopting is actually going to end up doing to that animal. Usually when there's a fee involved or the dog is going to be checked on a couple weeks later or a month later or whatever,
right.
Then, you know, you feel like the animal's a lot safer. But when there's no fee and it's free, it's almost like you're giving someone that, like a credit card to go wild, but in this case, go wild with bad things with that dog.
Well, I think that there's a lot of situations where it's going to work out just fine, but there's so much going on in this world right now
mm-hmm.
with people who will they're either stealing them for dog fights or they're stealing them for sadistic reasons or something like that. So, yeah, I'd be very, very cautious of that as well.
Yeah, no, we definitely live in a different world than we ever have. So, yeah, the precautions have got to be there. And if they are doing an adoption like that and it's free and you don't got to pay any fees or anything, they need to lock it in. And maybe some of them are, and lock it in that, hey, we're going to visit you in a month from now and make sure right. The dog is doing okay. That would be the best scenario. Or 2 months from now. Or, you know, yada yada.
Right.
However they want to work it out. But I think the animal does need to be checked up on. So what do you think? Give us a call. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Health officials in several states are alerting residents about a flesh-eating bacteria that thrives in warm coastal waters. Approximately 60 cases of Vibrio have been confirmed in 11 states. The highest numbers have been in Louisiana, with 17 cases, including 4 deaths, Florida, with 16 cases, including 5 deaths, and in North Carolina, they have seen 7 cases. Vibrio cases are considered rare, within between 150 and 200 infections reported in the U.S. each year. However, many people with an infection can become seriously ill, requiring intensive care and limb amputation. About 1 in 5 people with this infection die, sometimes within a day or two of becoming ill with it. Vibrio is a type of bacteria that thrive in warm coastal waters during the summer months of May and October. This includes saltwater and brackish water, which is a mixture of salt and fresh water, often found where rivers meet the ocean. The bacteria are found particularly along the Gulf Coast states like Florida, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, and Mississippi. There are different kinds of Vibrio that can lead to various infections. Vibrio can be particularly dangerous because it can cause severe or life-threatening infections. This specific type of bacteria, known as flesh-eating, because it can destroy muscle tissues and skin. Many people with Vibrio wound infections require intensive care and surgical tissue removal. Safety tips are: don't eat raw oysters or other raw shellfish. Instead, cook them thoroughly. Avoid cross-contamination with raw seafood and other cooked food or shellfish. If you have an open wound or broken skin, avoid warm salt or brackish water if at all possible. Cover your wound with a waterproof bandage if it could come in contact with the coastal water, raw seafood, or its drippings or juices. Wear protective gloves or clothing when handling raw shellfish. Be vigilant after coastal floods, hurricanes, and storm surges. Coastal waters forced into inland areas increase the risk of Vibrio wound infections, particularly for people who are older who have underlying health conditions. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I don't think I want that infection. Not at all. You know, I got, it's interesting because as the temperatures are warming, like you said, Jillian, in that story, ocean waters are increasing, and it, you know, the temperatures are increasing, and what's happening is you get the algae, you get the blooms like that, and now there's all these molecular components in there that basically flesh-eating bacteria. And I had a friend of mine that went on vacation to the Bahamas and rented a jet ski and basically thought everything was fine, had a good time. Once he came back with the jet ski, he had like a rash that came really quick onto his leg, and it moved so fast that they rushed him to an emergency room and they cut his leg off.
Oh my goodness.
And they had to do that in order to save him, because the flesh-eating bacteria was moving so quickly through his body that now he went on vacation with two legs and he came back with one.
Wow.
So you got to be very, very careful. And like you said, one biggie would be if you have any kind of wounds on your body, or your pet has any wounds on their body and you're letting them going into that brackish water, think twice. And it just happened, you think it's down in the warmer areas, like the Southwest or the Southeast, but Cape Cod just, you know, had that, a woman went in.
I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, she went in and she got the flesh-eating bacteria. And it's frightening. I think about it a lot. And
I know.
Definitely something I don't want to come upon. But the thing is that, you know, with the warming temperatures, and I don't know how anybody can deny climate change, it has just been so hot that, you know, all these waters are warming up, and it's a perfect atmosphere for bugs and all. I know our producer here, Devin, he works, you know, in the local area with mosquitoes and all. There's more mosquitoes out there than there ever have been before, as well as ticks and other. Right, Devin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. I think in our state alone, there's over 80 breeds of mosquitoes.
Isn't that frightening? 80 breeds.
And I think crazy. Just in our area, there's 40 of them. So
that's frightening, considering so many of them carry diseases. Some carry heartworm, you know, with your dogs. Make sure you're, and also your cats. Make sure your pets are on heartworm medication. That's very, very important when there's that many mosquitoes around. But, by the way, I want to put out a welcome out there to Frank and the gang there at WSVA AM 550 and 92.1 in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Welcome on to the program, Frank. I appreciate it so much.
Welcome
on to the family. And not to forget, of course, recently just came on KMED 105.9, 106.3, and 106.7 in Medford, Oregon. And Bill Meyer and the gang, and both stations are live, so we want to hear from you guys.
Yay.
So pick up the phone and give us a call. And by the way,
let the games begin!
This is game time. So I'm going to play you an animal sound. And if you can identify what creature makes this sound, we'll send you out a prize. You have things to choose from, like Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Those are treats for your cats. Or you can go with Good Pets Foods. It's a threesome pack. It's daily probiotics, multivitamin, and hip and joint for your dogs. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We also have CDs from Gino Sasani. It's a reptile CD. We have an elephant bracelet. And from Silly Beads by Kayla, we do have a Silly Bead pen, ink pen, which is a cat mom. And we do have the ink pen dog mom and a boy's keychain. So if you got a junior that you want him to have a key to the house, you can put it on this keychain for him. It's pretty cool. So we have those things, that and the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets as well. So, and we do have calendars for 2026. And Devin, your calendar that you picked to give away?
It's cats.
And that's a desk calendar.
Yep, page a day.
We also do have from Jilly, she picked the Dogs on Vacation calendar. So that is going out. And we also have a cookbook calendar where it's a recipe a day. So you can go with those. And those are compliments of course, Workman Publishing. And you can find information on Workman by going to their website if you'd like to order them. And it's by hotshotbookgroup.com. So it's check it out. But once again, you can win one of those prizes. Identify this sound. So what creature makes that sound? If you know what this is, pick up the phone, 818-818-6401, and give us a call. 818-818-6401. They love to live in New York.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One dog is dead after a break-in at an animal shelter in Texas. An individual broke into Austin's Pets Alive Town Lake Animal Center in Austin, Texas on Thursday, August 14th and released the majority of dogs from their kennels, according to a statement from the organization. As a result, at least five dogs sustained injuries and one tragically passed away. The injured dogs are in stable condition and are being treated by a veterinarian. The incident occurred while the animal shelter was closed overnight. APA has an on-night security at the facility. However, the security guard was unable to control the dogs after they were let loose in the shelter. The facility also houses cats, but said all of the felines are safe and unharmed. Several dogs said to be missing after the incident have all been safely located by staff volunteers. The shelter said the dogs are terrified after the ordeal. When staff members arrived at the facility, they secured the animals and returned them to their respective enclosures. The security guard was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The shelter said that they were not notified until the incident at 6 a.m. This is an incredibly difficult morning for our team. The dog that passed away was surrounded by his people who loved him, and we will be honoring his life in a separate internal announcement. Currently, our priority is the safety of our dogs and cats, as well as the well-being of our staff. We are working to relocate terrified dogs to foster homes as quickly as possible where they can recover. This case remains under investigation. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Don't forget, check out our website, TalkinPets.com. And if you want to watch us on Facebook Live, you can check us out at Talkin' Pets Radio. But give us a call at 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401.
It was a big week for a German Shepherd named Bella, who was rescued from a canal and then reunited with her family she had not seen in 5 years. On Tuesday, the Shepherd was rescued from a Fort Lauderdale canal near the 400 block of the Northwest 23rd Street. Fort Lauderdale Fryer Rescue pulled the exhausted, struggling dog from water and took her back to the firehouse, Firehouse 47, for food, water, and some rest. At the firehouse, it was quickly apparent that Bella had an owner somewhere given to her sweet demeanor. With the help of a microchip scanner, Bella's owners were located in St. Cloud. Her family was forced to give her up 5 years ago when their house burned down and they moved into a hotel. They had attempted to find her for years that followed, but Until they received a call about Bella being rescued from the canal, they had been unsuccessful. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and stories. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets, and we do have that animal sound out there. And Michael in Coos Bay. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, I'm okay.
Good. I have a feeling you know that.
Is it a parakeet?
Is it a parakeet?
Nope. Okay. Yeah.
It is not. But it was a good guess.
I was reading an article about these monk parakeets that love to chirp in New York, and I didn't hear what the sound was like, but I remember hearing that article, so I read that article, so that's why I guessed that.
I will put it out there for everybody else, though, since you brought it up to be a bird, because Devin thought the same thing here. It is actually not a bird.
Oh, so, wow.
The guesses are out there. Thanks, Michael, for putting that out there, though.
That's
Michael out in Coos Bay, and he thought that, you know, it was a parakeet or whatever, and it's not. It's not a bird. But it is an animal that loves to live in New York City, it seems, because there's quite a bit of them out there. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your guesses. Devin, you see... My black cat Shadow is extremely needy today. She is like, she's been meowing next to me. And
it's because she doesn't have to kick anyone off the chair, so, you know, now she's got to pick on somebody else.
Yeah, the chair's empty today because Jilly's in Tennessee, so it's like, yeah, now she's on my lap.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to Karen in Oregon. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Hi, I'm okay. I'm going to guess rats, R-A-T-S.
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. My next hint was going to be, think Ben from Michael Jackson.
Oh, Ben. Oh, yes. And Michael Jackson, yes.
That's a great song, by the way.
Yeah.
You're the winner, and pick something you haven't won in the last 90 days. We have the cat treats from Vitacraft. We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I got a dog book, collapsible water bowl. From Silly Beads by Kayla, we have a cat pen and a dog pen. And it's cat mom, dog mom. We also do have calendars. If you want to go with a cooking calendar, or you can go with a cat desk calendar, or dogs on vacation wall calendar.
Okay, did you say a cat pen, P-E-N,
yep.
Or a P-I-N?
It's cute. It's an ink pen, and it's got the Silly Beads on top, and it has cat mom on it. It's adorable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. You got it coming out to you. So I take it you have cats.
I have two cats, yes.
Cool.
I did want to kind of tell a terrible story. I lost my dog, John, my precious dog, 3 months ago. I think I might have mentioned that on your show. It was a freak and tragic accident. I just want to let everybody know. Because in talking to a veterinarian from a university after her death and looking it up online, there is a parvovirus outbreak, apparently from coast to coast. And apparently they are, this is all online on the computer, and from a veterinarian at the university, they are importing at least 1 million dogs a year into the U.S., and less than 1% are being medically evaluated. And they have a new strain now of parvovirus, and they said it's also killing cats. It can also kill cats now, too.
Now, that is scary, because if they're not checking them medically to make sure that that's part of the cause, they could spread it extremely easily to other dogs.
And my dog, this was a freak, tragic, horrible thing. granted, my dog was not vaccinated in her adult years, but that's because I had a 16-year-old black lab who never got vaccinated except as a puppy because we never were around other dogs. But I did go to a dog park, actually for 6 years with this one. She was 8 years old, and we never had a problem. But this time, she must have been ravenously hungry, and I'm pretty sure she ate of feces, which some dogs do, of a dog. And unfortunately, it had parvovirus in it. And I didn't know. I had no clue at all. And the vet that I took her to, who we had gone to many times before, he failed her. He failed me. He totally, I don't know if he didn't recognize all the signs of parvo or not, but they were deadly. And I should have gone to another veterinarian because evidently this other veterinarian knew that there was an outbreak. And she would have mentioned it to me, and I would have said, yes, test her. And then if she has it, then let's go ahead and treat her, absolutely. But this one vet never saw it, and we all kind of agree he needs to retire. He's not in good health, and he's very popular, but those were all the signs, and I didn't know at all. And so
actually,
that night, she hemorrhaged and died.
I'm so sorry about that. And
I'm having a very, very rough time. I loved that dog, and she loved me. I just want to let everybody know, look it up on the computer for yourself. Be very, very careful. There is a parvo outbreak from coast to coast, and they are importing a million dogs or more. I mean, and the veterinarian, I said, why are they importing them? She felt that some of the shelters are not telling the truth. They want a lot of dogs so that they can sell them and make some money. But this regulation that is in force, I think, through the Department of Agriculture, is not being utilized, and they are not being checked.
There's a couple of things. They did squash in certain parts of the country, like China, or certain parts of China, or certain parts of Korea, where they have saved a lot of dogs from being dog meat. They squashed, actually, the culture, kind of, you might say, of it. And some of those dogs, I had heard, have been shipped to the United States. Now, whether they're checking them or not, that's a different thing. I do like the fact that they saved them, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like any animal that comes in should be under a quarantine. I mean, other countries do it, and we need to be able to do it as well. Now, the scary part about this, and I think it was last week's show, but don't quote me on that, but and you can always see the archive shows under podcast at talkingpets.com. So if you go to our website, you can listen to the shows. But there was a story that we did last week or a week before, but I think it was last week, that now parvo has, there's a new strain of parvo, like you're saying, that has moved to people. And I believe it's affecting children.
Oh, I didn't know that. It actually said that it's now moving to children?
Yeah. And I don't know, I can't remember the entire thing, Karen. I apologize for that, but you can hear the story on one of the hours. And basically, there was a strain that was created. It's called B19. I think you could probably Google B19, parvovirus B19. And basically, that will tell you about that strain. But it's a different strain, and this is a human strain, which is scary. And, you know, a lot of that is caused also, like what I just said about global warming and the climate change, the higher temperatures. There's a lot going on with that, and that could be a downfall of mankind in many different ways. And I don't think a lot of people take it serious.
And I was going to add, John, that a few weeks ago I was told that one of our larger shelters, it was actually in Coos Bay. I haven't checked with them on it, but they said that a woman who is a wonderful person gets stray cats and neuters and spays them, and she loves cats. She said that they had to close down for quite a while at this big shelter in Coos Bay because there was distemper amongst the cats.
Yeah, that FIV and everything else, the cats all have to be monitored. Like, FIV is very easy to transfer to another cat. But, again, it comes down to the fact of blood work needs to be done on these animals in order to test for what's out there. But, Karen, thanks for bringing that to light. Oh. That music means we got to go out to a break. But if you would, stay on and give Sydney your address. We'll just be out at the cat pen. And my heart goes to you for the loss of your dog. I know what that's like. It's tough losing one of our pets.
I can't get along without her, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I need to give my address to Sydney.
Yeah, hold on, and she'll talk to you, and we'll be right back. We've got to take a break. This is Talkin' Pets.
All the girls are crazy. crazy about a certain little lad. Although he's very, very bad, he could be oh so good when he wanted to.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Shark attack victims living in the UK have found comfort from the other survivors in an online support network known as the Bite Club. The group was created to help members deal with the aftermath of an attack so that they can return to a new normal life. Andrew Phipps Newman, a British businessman, said he felt an affinity with other victims and survivors because they survived an understanding of his trauma. Through their encouragement, he was recently able to paddle in the water, something he had avoided for 7 years after he was bitten by a 4-meter shark. Dave Pearson, 62 years old, set up Bite Club in 2012, a year after he was attacked by a 3-meter bull shark in the mid-north coast range of New South Wales, Australia. While he recovered his severe injuries, he noticed that there was no support network for survivors, so he decided to create one. Bite Club has since amassed more than 500 members from around the globe. The private Facebook group acts as a place for survivors to find medical advice and emotional support. Phipps Newman was attacked when snorkeling in the Galapagos Islands in 2018. The businessman, who is in his 50s, suffered a broken bone and 3 severed ligaments when the animal sunk its teeth into his right foot. Speaking of the group, he told the New York Times, "You just have an affinity. There's warmth here. There's an understanding." Phipps Newman recently visited Sydney on a work trip where he was able to meet fellow Bite Club members. He told the newspaper he had stayed away from the ocean since the attack, but was able to paddle briefly in the water thanks to an encouragement of Pearson. Before the trip to Australia, Phipps Newman had only met one survivor in person, who also lives in Britain. Originally named Australian Shark Attack Survivors, Bite Club has members living across the world, including in South Africa, Reunion Island, and Brazil. The group's members said they had found, "We can help each other through the hard times because of their experiences." On Facebook, they said, "The core purpose of Bite Club is to assist those affected by shark attacks in return to a normal, new normal life, and to support and assist them throughout their journey. We are from all walks of life, from all different locations, from around Australia and the globe. And we all have differing views, opinions, and questions that are important to us." Bite Club is a registered nonprofit organization. The group's members include survivors, their friends, relatives, and rescuers. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. When I was a kid back in the 70s, when Jaws came out, I was afraid to go in my swimming pool, let alone the ocean.
My cousins and I, they were down from up north, and we were doing a Disney trip, and we all went to see it at the drive-in. And the next day at Fort DeSoto Beach, we watched somebody get attacked by a tiger shark. It was frightening.
That sounds scary.
I'll never forget it. Yeah, it was very frightening. It was a big shark, too. I think the kid survived, but I think he lost a limb.
My sister had one when she was here, when she was alive, and she was down here in, where I live in Tampa Bay. And she had one circling her. And wow. And she was only in, like, probably waist, high water, a little over the waist. And that's where they usually attack, is within the more shallow waters than they do in the deeper waters. But I don't know how many times I've been out in the ocean, and I've been bumped by something, but I haven't been bitten. And I'll tell you, once I got bumped, I was like, I'm out of here.
I just see you, John. Something touched my foot.
So, Devin, you have an update for us on that B19 and the parvovirus, right?
Yeah, the parvovirus B19, also known as fifth disease or slap cheek syndrome, is a common viral infection primarily affecting children, but also can occur in adults with underlying health conditions.
So compromised immune systems in adults or probably if you're older in age and your immune system is lower, or you're very young, like you said, children, those are the ones that are mainly affected.
And then it says the main symptom is usually a lacy rash on the body, fever, runny nose. And for adults, it's the same, but with joint pain and swelling.
Devin, I got this rash right here. Would you check it out for me?
Jelly, you're up.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you, it makes you think twice about, like I said, you know, going in brackish water or even in the oceans now because people are getting it there. And you know what? And there's mixture in the water now with the salt water because, you know, the ice caps are melting and, you know, the glaciers are melting. And so there's fresh water being, you know, actually being intertwined with the salt water. And I think that's another reason why you're finding a lot of beached animals. I know California a while back got a lot of beached sea lions and dolphins. And
yeah, I did that story a while back.
Yeah, and it's just frightening. There was like hundreds of them. It's just so frightening what's going on. And, you know, you think we'd learn, but it doesn't seem to get people. I mean, certain people don't understand that, you know, this is the only planet we have right now until they start putting, you know, houses up on the moon or we move to Mars, but I can guarantee the majority of us, other than the rich people, are you know, not going to get there.
I know, and if you live on an intercoastal waterway where all the houses are, like Clearwater and St. Pete and everything, you would be very smart not to jump off one of those docks because you cannot see in the water because it is so murky and brackish. And that's where the bull sharks like to feed on small animals that fall off of the seawalls. So don't go swimming there. It's very, very dangerous.
Anywhere you are in the country like that, if you're on docks like that go out into the water, I'm not jumping in.
Me neither.
I recommend you don't either.
And we got to watch out for gators down here, too. So.
Yeah. Hey, so spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
We say goodbye for now.
Bye, y'all.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.